is change of zone number 1755 Bunting Gray LLC.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to make a motion for deferral on this for further consideration. But before I do so, if anyone on the commission or staff has anything they'd like to add, be willing to listen.
Are we able to, and is council able to approve this with a 6 month
deal? Yeah, the way, I mean, I think
that's kind of different.
It's a little different. They did propose, you can do it. There's nothing that prohibits you from doing it. The way they proposed it, because it's an RPC, so you can put conditions on the RPC, and that could be one of the conditions. And that was one of the conditions they proposed, that it, you know, within, I think it needs to be modified what they proposed, but within 6 months of approval by county council,
correct,
they'd have to come back in with, yes, proof that the declaration's been amended by the association, or else those changes are null and void and just reverts back to the way it was.
Why isn't it like a conceptual approval? I know we've done that in the past.
You can't. I know that sort of maybe makes sense, common sense, but it doesn't fit within the, at least for planning and zoning, the 45 days.
You can have a conceptual approval for a site plan, but I don't think you can do it for a zoning change.
We got 45 days to act on an ordinance.
Well, one thing I thought of, while our record is closed, it's 2 months to the day before they appear before council. So that's, you know, if we gave them six, they'd have eight in a way. But that was going to be a question I had, was exactly Mr. Johnson's question. It's a little irregular.
There's no prohibition against it. And I get what they're saying with it being a chicken and egg situation, because they wouldn't necessarily be able to get people to act on it unless there's something in front of them.
My sense of it is that they are approaching it this way because they feel this will be an easier way to get the necessary votes if it's already been approved and so on.
I mean, the other.
I don't have an issue with that. I don't have a problem if we decide to approve it with putting the 6 month stipulation on it. Like you said, it's a little out of the ordinary, but there's nothing to keep us from doing it.
There's a couple different things to think about. One is, you know, on subdivisions, if you're going to amend a subdivision, they got to come in with 50% or whatever it is. 51%. Before they apply, you know, on that. I mean, I suppose the other alternative would be that you hold the record open until they do all that, you know, but that kind of leaves it in limbo too, it seems to me.
Well, and I can see the advantage to what they're proposing for the residents to understand, because they would come in with a specific site plan.
Mm-hmm.
This is what has been approved.
Right.
If you agree.
Right.
So it's not,
in that respect, it's actually better, because they know exactly what's going to happen.
Exactly. So
I think
for residents,
that's actually
better.
Probably a pretty smart thing to do then, come think of it.
I mean, and also from a traffic perspective, I would think that the commercial center would generate more traffic than those 12 homes.
Depending on what it was, but yeah, I would think so too. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm more inclined to say use the commercial facilities that are there. You know, they'll be more economically viable, and you don't get those extra traffic trips generated by the commercial center.
If it were a convenience store or a restaurant, it would by far have more traffic.
Yeah.
Way more. It's
going to be a successful commercial center. It's going to have more traffic than residents.
Well, and I think that's the whole issue. The commercial's already there. It's all around it. It's really not a particularly good use for the property anymore. And this is an instance, you know, where things change. And I think the change is probably appropriate.
I'll give them time to work it out.
Yeah.
Well, the one question I have, and I'm sorry I didn't bring it up at the public hearing, Mr. Smith, is the interconnectivity with the rest of the MRRPC, in terms of, I didn't notice if there were sidewalks that are some way for the safe pedestrian travel from where they are to the clubhouse.
No, it was coming in off Leisure Drive. That was going to be the
main thoroughfare going in.
Yeah, the prior conditions, as Shane just pointed out, required sidewalks. But are you talking about sidewalks aside from the streets, kind of like one?
Well, sidewalks leading from where they would be building these townhouses that would connect with, you know, the sidewalks and the development, so folks could actually walk to the
yeah.
clubhouse.
And that's not affected by this, because that would relate back to the other conditions which required sidewalks.
Already there.
Yeah.
That requirement's already there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but your question is, can you get from the new proposed townhouses to the clubhouse without walking out to Leisure Point?
Right.
Drive.
You can't tell from this, but it does look like it's pretty much isolated by the stormwater management area and the wooded area, that there really doesn't appear to be a way to cut across the to
actually,
the north.
That's the way the whole retreat's designed. And they've got these little islands.
This is its own little neighborhood. Now,
in order to get to the clubhouse, you pretty much have to go to your avenue and drive out.
You have to go to Leisure Drive to get there.
Yeah.
So I don't, because under the commercial, it looked like there was a sidewalk that was leading to there. And on this parcel, it looked like there was a sidewalk.
I'm looking.
That kind of adhered to the
shortcut
woods.
Shortcut a little bit.
Yeah. There's a path.
But I don't see that path here.
Well, you could include that again. If, you know,
it's good. You could add. Yeah, I mean, that could be a condition. I mean, I don't think you want to approve this evening, do you? Or
no, I'm. Yeah. We're having I was suggesting perhaps a condition that Mr. Smith might want to include with this.
I think that's worth considering too.
We can look on the conditions of the RPC and see what's in there.
Right. To check and see what's required already, but to require some kind of walking path or something would not be impose a hardship at all. I mean, it would be easily enough done.
And it was already shown on the commercial piece.
Yeah, that's interesting. Somehow that sidewalk
disappeared.
Yeah. Well, maybe it needs to reappear.
You didn't want to run it down the street rather than through the woods.
Well, whatever. I think we can leave that up to them where they run it, but we just want to have something that provides connectivity for pedestrian connectivity.
Safe pedestrian travel.
That's when a bicycle runs over a kid, but that's
there you go.
Mr. Chairman, regarding application changes, zone number 1755, my motion is for deferral further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded, and I have, in all my shuffling, have lost my agenda.
Changes zone 1755.
Moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1755, Bunning Gray, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.